On a warm, sunny day in the village of Tuntutuliak, a group of children run around each other on a boardwalk outside of the bright blue building that houses the village's K-12 school. Their shouting is a blend of Yuktun, that's the Yupik word for their language, and English. And that blend of languages is mirrored inside the school. Small, flippable signs hang on the outside of each classroom door, and they designate the language of the day. Some days it's English, others it's Yuktun. In Alice Fitka's class, it's always Yuktun. Walk in the door of her classroom and you're greeted with an explosion of colors, numbers, and letters. Behind her desk, a large poster of the Yuktun alphabet dominates the wall.
It goes...
Fitka has been teaching Yuktun in the village school for 37 years. Just a few turns away, on the wooden boardwalk that snakes through town, is a decrepit, abandoned building that used to be another school, this one run by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And Fitka remembers a lot of things about going to that school. One, that it was not big enough to have a cafeteria, so they ate in the hallways. She also remembers a completely different experience with her native language when she was a kindergartner there in the 1960s.
My hands would be hit with a wooden ruler. Like this right here.
Many Alaska Native children were punished for speaking their native languages. It was the result of a U.S. educational policy designed to assimilate indigenous children into Western culture, into a different way of thinking.
Being treated like that, you know, for being hit on my hands for the first time in my life at 5 years old, you know, having never been hit in your life, you know, that's traumatic.
Fitka says she considers herself lucky because her parents didn't speak any English.
Had they known English and had they known that I was being punished at school, I think they would have spoken to me only in English.
And while the experience was hard, Fitka says now she can pass along her language and everything that comes with it to her students. But she sees trouble ahead. Central Alaskan Yupik, that's the dialect spoken in Fitka's area of the lower Kuskokwim River, is the most widely spoken of the state's native languages. But there has been a decline in the number of fluent speakers. And that drop can be seen throughout the state. Data from the Alaska Native Preservation and Advisory Council shows that there are simply fewer people in the state speaking indigenous languages fluently. In the last decade or so, Fitka noticed a shift in her young students. More of them are speaking English at home. An elder in the village used to come sit in her classroom. And he asked her if she saw the difference between the kids who speak English at home and those who speak Yuktun. He told her they act differently.
Now that I'm over the hill, you know, I can see it. The kids that are fluent in their first language, it's like they're more aware.
Each morning when the children come into the classroom to see her, Fitka says the ones who are fluent in Yuktun, who speak it at home and are immersed in it, in the culture, they speak to her differently.
They'll tell me, they'll come in and they'll tell me in Yuktun, what the weather is like out there.
It's something elders in the village would ask children a lot, Fitka says.
It taught you to be aware of your surroundings.
She worries that if the Yuktun language isn't passed along, children will lose touch with their cultural heritage too.
Our language is like a rope, you know. And if you look at a rope, if you take it apart, it has many strands in there, you know. It's what makes it strong, you know. If it was just a little skinny strand, it can't pull a sled, it can't tie a boat down. And our language is like that rope, you know. It has how to raise a child. It tells us how to be, how to preserve food, how to prepare food, all in Yupik.
From Alaska's Energy Desk in Tuntutuliak, I'm Rasha McChesney.